According to data from UW-Madison's Cooperative Children's Book Center, 31% of children's books published in 2017 featured diverse characters. That's the highest percentage since 1994, which means books featuring characters of color are becoming more readily available. The creators of an Eau Claire-based program say that Wisconsin families can benefit from reading more of these diverse books. The group says it can be an approachable way to have important conversations about race and equity with kids and be a great learning lesson for grown-ups, too. Becky Linderholm is an educator, social justice advocate, and co-creator of Family Conversation Kits, a resource designed to help families begin important lifelong conversations about diversity and equity. Becky, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, take us through the basics. Becky, what is in these conversation kits? What do they do?
Yeah, so the kits are comprised of usually 2 to 3 different books and then a guide that we write to go along with those books. And we currently make them available to families all over the community through the public libraries and things like that. We've received donations and grants in order to do this free of charge. And the guides kind of give families some good background information about the groups that the kits focus on and provide some questions for parents and children to discuss together that connect to the specific books we've chosen for the kit.
And what was the inspiration to try to do this?
Well, we were the people in our group were part of a community engagement initiative called Circles of Change that happened in this area. And our task was to, by the end of our kind of group project or our meeting times, to come up with action steps that we could take in our area to make our area more welcoming and accepting and inclusive. And so this was, it started as an idea of, let's make sure that the libraries in our area, school libraries, public libraries, and beyond are purchasing and featuring and highlighting diverse books by diverse authors. And then it kind of morphed into, that's great if we have them, but a lot of families want to be having these conversations and feel just kind of that they don't have the right information or they're afraid they might say the wrong thing. And so let's also help families with how to start these conversations.
Right. These can be tough conversations, maybe easier not had than had. What kind of things are you hoping come out of these kits when families bring them home?
Well, we hope that families leave with, I guess, the background information to feel confident knowing that they're using vocabulary words that are appropriate for the groups that the kits focus on. And also just to know there's a whole section in our guides that talk about frequently asked questions like if your child's in the grocery store and they point out someone of a different race, how could you handle that situation? So that families know instead of going, shh, 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 we don't talk about that, how can you kind of help your child to have that conversation and know that it's okay to notice race and it's not racist to notice race? It's important to notice that people are different. And when we start to notice differences, then our eyes are more open to the different ways people experience the world because of those differences. And then we can pave the way for more equitable communities.
You launched these kits at different locations through the summer. What kind of feedback are you getting so far?
So far, people are really excited that they are there. We've heard from parents and educators so far that have been saying they've learned so much from the kits and they feel more confident in having these conversations. And they are glad that we've kind of, I guess, kind of selected some of the best books for them to use to start these conversations as well. So they know where to start.
What age range of kids is this targeted for?
So we have each kit focuses on a specific topic. So our first kits that we released are focusing on Asians and the Latinx community. And then within each topic, we have different editions of the kits. So there is an early childhood kit, a young readers kit, which would be pretty much early to middle elementary school, and then a tweens and teens kit, which would be upper elementary and middle school age kids. And so the books are chosen. We have an Asian early childhood, young readers, and tweens and teens kit, and the books are selected to be age appropriate for those young people.
Now, is this something you had seen done anywhere else, or did you kind of invent something new here as far as you knew?
Well, actually, we had read about an organization in St. Louis, I believe, that they actually started having classes for white families to come to begin their conversations about race. And we read that they used a lot of books. And so it was kind of a partnership of that. And then the initial idea of let's make sure that our community has diverse books available to families all over the community.
And now this is in the Eau Claire area. Have you heard from people maybe in other communities in Wisconsin saying, hey, how can we start our own?
We haven't heard from anybody in other parts of Wisconsin yet. And right now, our kits are currently available to just people in our area. But we are working with a bookstore in our area called Dotters Books, D-O-T-T-E-R-S. And they're an online bookstore getting a physical space. And they have agreed to help us with our sales and shipping of kits so that people outside of the Chippewa Valley can start to they can purchase kits, or individual families, if they want to, could purchase a kit and have it shipped right to their door. And hopefully that will be ready to go by the holidays.
If somebody's listening, they're not in your part of the state, but they're thinking, yeah, I like the idea of getting my kids some diverse books. Do you have ideas of where they could go to find them?
Absolutely. So the first thing I would suggest is follow us on Facebook or Twitter. So Family Conversation Kits on Facebook or at Family Kits on Twitter. Every Friday, we recommend a new book and we list some ideas of things, conversations that book could spark. But also there are other great resources like We Need Diverse Books is a nonprofit. They have an Our Story app that you can families can just search by specific group and they'll find all the books listed that kind of connect to that. Social Justice Books is another one. They write great reviews as well. And the blogger Pragmatic Mom has over 60 book lists about different kinds of groups of multicultural books. So she's another person that I follow.
And what are some of the next steps for your program?
Yeah, next steps for us. So we have two topics currently available to families. We're reviewing books right now for our next set of kits, which will focus on the LGBTQIA+ community. And then beyond that, we have a whole list of different identities that we want to hit and help families start conversations about.
And big picture, as we said earlier on, race is sometimes a topic easier not to talk about than to talk about. How would you encourage people to start opening up and having these conversations?
Yeah, I think our guides are really helpful for families if they can get their hands on those, hopefully soon for people all over the state and country. But beyond that, I think, it can be very intimidating for us to start conversations about race. But knowing that there's a lot we don't know is helpful. And being able to say to children and young people in our lives, I don't know the answer to that right now. Let me do some research and get back to you. So I think sometimes as adults, we feel like we have to be able to answer every question. We have to know the answer. And it's really powerful for children to see that sometimes we don't know and we have to talk to people who know better than us, or we have to do a little bit of reading and we're going to do that and get back to you. So I think being humble like that can be very, very helpful. And starting with the books that that you can find on those lists we talked about or on our Facebook and Twitter pages can be a good place to begin as well.
Becky, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having us.
Becky Linderholm is an educator, social justice advocate, and co-creator of Family Conversation Kits, a resource designed to help families begin lifelong conversations about diversity and equity. For more info about diverse books and to locate one of these kits in your area, if you're in that part of the state, find Family Conversation Kits on Facebook.